Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you planning to find a testing site near you?
I missed what you said at the end. I couldn't understand you.
This is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you trying to find a testing site for the coronavirus near you?
Yes, one that, because I'd gotten registered 2 weeks ago. And now, you got these free ones, but in my condition, I'm not going to sit in the car for 6 hours and then get up to them, and then you can't get them. When are they going to register us to get our in Baldwin County?
You saying for the vaccine?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I got registered in Baldwin County when you had that 500 number, that
855. Okay.
Yes, I got registered. That was over 2 weeks ago. But I haven't seen anything about where I can go get it at because I'm being registered.
Yes, sir. I understand your frustration. And they're supposed to give you a call back, your health department. And once you get a call back, that is when you...
Yeah, I know. I realize that. But, I mean, when's that going to happen? They're giving these free ones out. But there are 70 people 75 and older, which I am. But I also got a few health problems. I can't sit, wait in a car for 4 or 5 hours and then get up there and say, oh, we're out. You know?
Yes, sir.
I just don't understand why you registered, but I can't get a vaccination.
Yes, sir, I understand the frustration, but the only thing I can do is give you the number and then you can register, but you say you already registered.
Yeah,
so,
I got registered.
So you
but
just
I mean,
have
when
to...
Are they gonna, yeah, when are they going to start coming back with for the people that are registered, get appointments?
We don't have that type of... We don't have that. We don't have the exact time or date when they will call back. I could just give you the number to register and... Like you said, you already registered. But we don't have the actual time or date or when they will actually get back to you.
I figured that. But, you know, it's just frustrating. That
I understand.
I mean, they got it that they're giving them out here in Ola and Foley. But, you know, it's non-registered. Well, you know, like I said, in my condition, I'm not going to send a car for get there at 3 o'clock in the morning for register or to get in there. So... Okay, I appreciate your time. Hang on just a minute. Can you tell me if those free sites, do they have to have show proof of residence?
I don't have the information, sir. I don't have that information either. I'm so sorry.
Is there a website or something that I could check? Do you know of?
For?
To find out if you have to be residents to get those.
Yes, sir. I have for the vaccination.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready for the website?
Hang on just a second. I'm going to give it to my wife. She'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay, you've got a website for me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you ready for the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the website is www.alabamapublichealth.gov.
I think that's the one I was on.
/COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the website I was on to get your number.
It is.
But it what gets me is, okay, they diverted the vaccine from the county health departments that were making appointments to give it out. They diverted it to these free sites where the drive-through sites. And now they're giving it out to all the snowbirds that don't even, don't have residents in Alabama, where an Alabama resident that qualifies can't get it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand your frustration. The only thing I can give you, though, is the website and the number. But I know it's frustrating calling all these numbers and they're kind of telling you the same thing. But I could just tell you to wait. But I know you're kind of tired of waiting also. But that's about it, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't envy the people that have to try. The logistics are ridiculous. But still, it just bothered me that Alabama Department of Health, which, I mean, I'm not blaming you personally, but the Alabama Health Department decided to divert the vaccine from the county health departments that were scheduling appointments to free clinics where they can't keep track of who actually qualifies for it. Just irritates the daylights out of me.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. I completely understand. I hope everything be fine, and I hope you get a call back soon.
Yeah. Well, Alabama is pretty screwed up anyway. I have a niece that lives in Texas. They're able to get their COVID shots through their doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. And over in Florida, they're giving out vaccine at pharmacies. It's like, of course, you have to show proof of residency, so we can't go over to Florida and get it. But it just, yeah. Alabama.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Okay, I hope I was able to help. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you have a nice day.
You too. Bye.